This text was prepared by Judy Boss, Omaha, Northeast. Note: I have made the following changes to the text. Page line original changed to 531 drank drunk 1322 Shores. Shores. 1327 Lady Glenarvan. Lord Glenarvan. 1629 Up, Albert. Up, Albert. 2513 Sangfroid. Sangfroid. 2526 Maneuvering Maneuvering 3112 Unmistakably Unmistakably 3419 Celadonian Caledonian 3627 France. France. 4028 Ocular Ocular 5138 Exceptions Exception 526 Prisoners. Prisoners. 5334 Reconnoitered Reconnoitered 5438 Corians Corians 5610 Colts Colts 6332 of Attempted Wood of Attempted 6730 Mount Blanc Mount Blanc 6736 Nevados Nevada 6238 Impassable Impassable 8320 Returns Returned 8338 Camions Camons, 8712 Argental Argentine 9625 sort of 9826 Adrank, Adrunk 9918 Ventana, Ventana, 121 Drank Drunk 102 19 Minutes Minutes 10329 Comrades Comrades 10421 Them, Them. 10424 Rio Aramada 10921 Time. Time. 110.34 Wolf Wolf. 112.33 Never. Never. 113.38 Ramado. Ramada. 116.13 Drank Drunk. 116.15 Nandu. Nandu. 118.30 Estancias. Estancias. 120.28 Tolderai. Tolderia, 133-28 Fugitive Fugitives 134-21 Tumultus Tumultuous 135-21 Olgueros, Olgueros 144-1 Theogony, Theogony 144-30 Glasgow Glasgow 144-36 Prisoners Prisoners 144-39 Apolite Applied 147-15 Subspecies Subspecies 152-4 Approaching Approaching 153-17 Mation Mation 156-36 Terra Firma Terra Firma 159-1 Glenarvan Glenarvan 176-40 Mangles Mangles 178-16 Debris Debris 188 Ports Port 187-33 Purdy More 195 Longitude Longitude 191-37 Warning Warning 193-10 Denouement Denouement 195-19 Rectilinear Rectilinear 196-31 Poor R 199-20 Shipwrecked. Shipwrecked 233 Brittany. Brittany. 202-24 Handsprief. Handsprief. 205-16 Kono 205-39 37 degrees. 206-42 Glasgow Glasgow 214-41 Roll Roll 218-10 Mountbanks Mountbanks 219-18 Days Days 222-13 Monotremes Monotremes 223-21 Melancholy Melancholy 232-35 Glenarvan Glenarvan 234-32 Able, but Able but 243-10 Pomotan? Pomatu? 243-37 Britannic Britannic 249-6 McNabs McNabs 250-24 Mist. Mist. 251-40, but a 253-29 Terrestrial Terrestrial 256-11 is Oasis, this Oasis. 261-28 Continual Continual 268-33 Alluvian Alluvium 271-26 Aerial Aerial 272-3 Wagon Wagon 272-7 Gastrolobium Gastrolobium 272-34 Wimero, Wimira. 273-37 Sang, 273-41 Wo, 274-42 Wo, 280-11 Disappeared. Disappeared. 281-6 Denouement, 281-13 Joyce, 282-29 It, is 284-9 Sorrow, 284-23 Urasemus, 287-35 37 degree 37th degree, 288-15 Sang Freud, 312-29 Wretches, 314-24 Impassible, impassive, 316-41 Fancy, 326-35 impossible, 327-41 him, 335-27 patience, 339-15 1864, 1864, 339-41 Taranaki, 340-10 Taranak, Taranaki, 341-15 Tarangai, Taranaki, 347-11 Wicado, Wicado, 347-18 Buskuit, Biscuit, 348-30 Irrefragable, Irrefragible, 348-37 Mosquito, Mosquito, 350-35 addressing, addressing, 352-42 lines of, line of, 356-41 Tahanga, Tahanga, 357-8 tours, tours, 360-24 McNabs, McNabs, 360-420 Orgy, Orgy, 374-5 Pyron, Pyron, 378-36 Economani, Economani, 386-41 Soup, which, soup, which, 395-10 Oas, Oas, 402-14 Exciting, Excited, 418-13 June, 1862 June, 1862, on page 390 I have omitted the following redundant line 40, which properly begins page 391, as in the original text, and his wonderful instinct shown out anew in this difficult. In addition, I have made the following changes to the chapter headings and running heads. Page original changed to 24 Duncan Uncan, 25 Duncan Uncan, 27 Duncan Uncan, 35 Jake's Jock, 37 Jake's Jock, 204 Britannia, Britannia, 398 Duncan Uncan, Works of Jules Verne, edited by Charles F. Horn, Ph.D. Contents, Volume 4, Page In Search of the Castaways, South America. .. 3, Australia. .. 165, New Zealand. .. 305, Page Intentionally Blank, Illustrations, Volume 4, Introduction. To Volume 4, the three books gathered under the title In Search of the Castaways, occupied much of Verne's attention during the 3 years following 1865. The characters used in these books were afterwards reintroduced in The Mysterious Island, which was in its turn a sequel to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Thus this entire set of books form a united series upon which Verne worked intermittently during 10 years. In Search of the Castaways, which has also been published as The Children of Captain Grant, and as Voyage Around the World, is perhaps most interesting in connection with the last of these titles. It is our author's first distinctly geographical romance. By an ingenious device he sets before the rescuers a search which compels their circumnavigation of the globe around a certain parallel of the southern hemisphere. Thus they cross and turn through South America, Australia, and New Zealand, besides visiting minor islands. The three great regions form the subtitles of the three books which compose the story. In each region the rescuers meet with adventures characteristic of the land. They encounter Indians in America, bushrangers in Australia, and Maoris in New Zealand. The passage of the searching party gives ground. One is almost tempted to say, excuse, for a close and careful description of each country and of its inhabitants, step by step. Even the lesser incidents of the story are employed to emphasize the distinctive features of each land. The explorers are almost frozen on the heights of the Andes, and almost drowned in the floods of the Patagonian Pampas. An avalanche sweeps some of them away. A condor carries off a lad. In Australia they are stopped by jungles and by quagmires. They hunt kangaroos. In New Zealand they take refuge amid hot sulfur springs and in a house abode. They escape by starting a volcano into eruption. Here then are fancy and extravagance mixed with truth and information. Verne has done a vast and useful work in stimulating the interest, not only of Frenchmen, but of all civilized nations, with regard to the lesser known regions of our globe. He has broadened knowledge and guided study. During the years following 1865 he even, for a time, deserted his favorite field of labor, fiction, and devoted himself to a popular semi-scientific book, now superseded by later works, entitled The Illustrated Geography of France and Her Colonies. Verne has perhaps had a larger share than any other single individual in causing the ever-increasing yearly tide of international travel. And because with mutual knowledge among the nations comes mutual understanding and appreciation, mutual brotherhood. Hence Jules Verne was one of the first and greatest of those teachers who are now leading us toward international peace. In Search of the Castaways, or The Children of Captain Grant, South America. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.